Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It is Austin, Austin Price of VolQuest.com. We should put a pay-per-view name with every appearance from Austin Price. Like, is this Vengeance or No Way Out?
Based on the way the Vols have played, it's a New Blood Rising.
Austin Price, No Mercy.
Austin, how are you, man?
I can always tell, like, Hutton's, like, laughing when he starts to go into the Jim Ross bit.
You know? I am. I look at David Reed, too, because, Austin, you may not know, David is a co-host of Squared Circle Radio. He loves that music more than you and I do. And I look at him because he's always laughing in there every time he hits the music for you.
Oh, I think it's fabulous.
And it's jarring. I mean, you hear it, you look over your shoulder immediately.
Wrestling could use a new Stone Cold, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Austin Price, VolQuest.com. Time for the VolQuest Report. Chad, should we start with coaching news?
Yeah, Austin, a question with this coaching staff. Derek Ansley last week. Let's start with him. Is that an upgrade? And were you impressed that they were able to make that happen, considering he was one of the highest paid coaches or defensive back coaches in the NFL?
There's no doubt. I'm very impressed by the fact they were able to land Derek Ansley. I think it tells you about the furthered investments and the continued investment that Phil Fulmer and Jeremy Pruitt are putting into the football program. Because, you know, he's not coming for anything less than right around $1 million, maybe even a little north of $1 million. And, you know, if you're a Tennessee person, you hate to see, you know, Terry Fair move on. But Derek Ansley's a proven recruiter. He's a proven coach. And, you know, for Jeremy Pruitt, I think it's just comfortable. You know, he knows Derek Ansley. He's coached with Derek Ansley. There are members of his staff that have, you know, coached with Derek Ansley at one point or another, including Jim Chaney when he was at Tennessee before, and Brian Niedermeyer was at Alabama with him. And then Ansley knows the defense, Chad, and I think that goes a long way with Jeremy Pruitt. You know, he lost Charles Kelly on the back end, somebody that knew the defense inside and out. He still has Kevin Scherer. But now he has Derek Ansley, another guy that's very familiar with what they want to do defensively, and I think that goes a long way.
Do you think they're done in terms of coaching staff changes, or is there possibly someone else moving in on that offensive staff?
Well, I do think that there's always the options for added additions, and that would mean that there's also going to be a subtraction, but you know, I do think there's a possibility there that Jeremy Pruitt and company are not done with their staff tweaking. There's been that rumor out there about Jay Graham all weekend long. Obviously, Jay was up in Johnson City to see Randy Sanders over the weekend, and that's where a lot of that comes from. But it also comes from the standpoint of, you know, Jay's a former Vol. We talked about this in December. Excuse me. Anytime, you know, former Vols start getting bantered about, Tennessee fans love that. So it's like, I want Jay Graham to come home. I want T. Martin to come home. Well, he's home. You lost Terry Fair, but could you add Jay Graham? If you have an opening on the offensive side of the ball, as I said back in December when we talked about this on this very show, Jay Graham makes 100% sense. I mean, he's worked with Jeremy Pruitt before. He's worked with Jim Chaney before. He's worked with Derek Ansley before. He's even worked with Craig Fitzgerald before when both were at South Carolina. You know, several years ago. So I do think that Jay Graham makes a lot of sense, especially with his ties to special teams, if Tennessee were to make a change on the offensive side of the ball.
We had Trent Dilfer on last week, and, of course, he worked with Jarrett Garantano at the Elite 11 camp. He had good things to say about him, but he did say he's the type of kid that his arm is so strong, he's got to learn to not just try to throw it through people. So the big step in his development is going to be understanding, to me, understanding protection and where pressure is coming from. He seems to have a good grasp of the secondary, but you could tell a lot of it was offensive line. Some of it was that grasp. How much can Jim Chaney help this offseason to where Jarrett Garantano can learn more about how to read where pressure is coming from on pass plays?
Well, I mean, I can go back to Jonathan Crompton in 2008. I mean, he was not very good with Dave Clawson, in-step Lane Kiffin and Jim Chaney. And the next year, Jonathan Crompton was you know, significantly better in a lot of those areas you're talking about. And so I do think Jarrett Garantano can improve. You know, Jarrett's got a lot of talent. He's got a great upside. I think a year ago, they honestly put probably too much on him mentally. You know, because at the end of the day, he played a ton in high school, but he hadn't played a ton in college. And so then all of a sudden you kind of put a lot on this kid a year ago with a lot of the checks and stuff. That can kind of weigh on a kid a little bit. I think if he just plays more free, I think Jarrett can have a really good year next year. Getting it out on time is important. I thought he improved with that over the course of the season. And you're right. I mean, I remember talking to his dad in high school. You know, he's got such a good arm that, like, you know, Jarrett, you know, knows he can, you know, weigh the split second extra and, you know, rifle it in there. And sometimes you're talking about, you know, rifling it right through a kid. So I do think Jim Chaney can have a huge impact on him from a mental standpoint. And then, too, again, I just think if they take a little bit off of his, you know, plate and just let him play and not have to be thinking so much, he can really improve leaps and bounds from where he was a year ago.
Austin Price, by the way, VolQuest.com is our guest. Austin, we had this discussion earlier in the show about whether or not Tennessee fans, and really fans in general locally, are truly appreciating this run by Tennessee basketball and not just fast-forwarding to the end of the year and getting anxious about where this team's season may end in the NCAA tournament. Do you get a sense there in Knoxville that people are appropriately appreciating what's happening on the basketball court with this group?
I think so, because the crowd's reflected. You know, I mean, everybody's enjoying the week in, week out, you know, run. Can Tennessee stay number one? You know, can they do it again? This is by far the toughest week, because you've got this kind of tough, gritty South Carolina team, which has overachieved a little bit in conference play. They played you tough down in Columbia before you ran away from them late. And, you know, it's easy to kind of get caught looking ahead to Saturday. So that Wednesday game mentally may be tougher than, you know, playing Kentucky Saturday, just because you've got to get over the fact that, you know, you beat this team by, you know, double digits a couple of weeks ago, and then you got this, you know, top five matchup with Kentucky on Saturday. I do think Tennessee fans are really, you know, kind of soaking this up. Now, don't get me wrong, I think they feel the angst and kind of nervousness that comes with March, because Tennessee is number one in the country. And they know that to finish the end, you know, the end of the season number one in the country is going to take this magical run, and they want to, can, you know, they want to be along for the ride. But I do think they are enjoying each step of the way. They'll enjoy Wednesday night, and then if somehow Tennessee can go up the rough on Saturday next week, Tennessee fans will be riding high all week long, and they may ride high right into that second meeting in a couple of weeks with Kentucky at TBA.
Austin, can you describe the atmosphere of Thompson Bowling Arena nowadays for a Tennessee home game? Seeing it on TV looks fantastic. I haven't been there in person.
Well, you know, I credit the operations people on campus. They made the event over there so much neater, so much more fan friendly. I kind of hope that, you know, they can take some of this. You know, I know, and they've talked a lot to the Preds, because the Preds are just like kings of this. You know, and they've really improved the game atmosphere, the pregame atmosphere, all the stuff that goes into the game. You know, for the fan experience. And so, can Tennessee football do that? I'm looking forward to this fall to see, can Tennessee football get kind of a little bit of this, you know, flavor that the basketball team has? Because if they do, then all of a sudden Neyland Stadium kind of gets ratchets it up a little bit more and a little bit more. So I do think they've done a phenomenal job with the atmosphere. You know, they do a really good job with the lights, and then the fans are eating up and buying into every little thing.
So as of right now, if the NCAA women's tournament started today, the Lady Vols probably would not be in the tournament. They have six McDonald's All-Americans on their roster. How is this possible? How is this defensible if you're Holly Warlick at season's end, if this continues and they don't make the tournament?
It's not, you know, and it goes back to, you know, what a lot of people have said, you know, 2-3 weeks ago when Tennessee was on that slide. Let it play out. Let the season play out because, you know, if they continue down the road they're on, the decision's going to be easy. But, you know, if they were to make a comeback and you know, they kind of won a couple in a row, and I get the competition wasn't great that they beat, but, I mean, they still kind of won a couple in a row. But then they, you know, they're down 51. Boys, I went in Costco. It was 51-47 and on one of the monitors in Costco Sunday when I entered Costco. When I was checking out, the final was 91-63. That tells you what kind of train wreck the back half of the third quarter and the fourth quarter was for Tennessee. And it also tells you how long I was in Costco.
You choose Costco over Sam's Club?
I'm a big Costco fan.
Okay.
I hear there's another one coming to Middle Tennessee. So that's all I can tell you. It's breaking news right here on 104.5. There's another one coming.
I hear there's one coming to Mount Juliet, possibly in Middle Tennessee. Is this true?
I don't know about Mount Juliet, but Hutton will be very excited.
Did Mayor Shane McFarland tell you this? Yes or no?
I cannot verify. He may.
So that's a yes.
I may be banned from other counties.
Great news. That's the best news I've heard all day, Austin.
It makes me excited to come see my sister-in-law in Rutherford County.
Our VolQuest report and our Sam Walton report here with Austin Price.
This Business Minute brought to you by VolQuest.com.
Sam Walton competition brought to you by Costco.
Austin, if you have any other business news you want to break next week, just let us know. Is Mount Juliet getting anything cool?
Tennessee's Darren Revelle.
Yeah, this is what I need you to research. What is Mount Juliet getting next that I'd be excited about business-wise? For next week's
I don't know, but we left the recruiting celebration last week and had a nice meal there at the at one of the establishments there off the Mount Juliet exit. I wondered where you were.
I know where you went. Let me guess. Martin's Barbecue.
No, it was not. It was more of a chain where we went. We just were trying to get food and get home. But
I'm trying to predict where the VolQuest team would go. Wendy's.
Wendy's, not bad. Wendy's Fries.
It's a great choice by you.
That's right.
Good job stopping.
We're always served up by them.
That's right.
We always stop at the Wendy's and Carthage.
That's a good exit. That exit 258. I know the exit well. It's got the Wendy's gas station combo, right? Arby's right there. You've got a Taco Bell across the street. One of my favorite exits on the way to Knoxville. I know them all.
Mine too.
Austin, thank you as always. We will catch up later this week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.